The political parties' nominating conventions are still 2 years away, but let's talk politics, because Hillary has made her move. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Back in January, in my predictions for 2014, I wrote that Hillary's campaign had already hit the ground and that she will have to represent change from the past and distance herself from Obama's failures. Well, the distancing has started big time. Beginning with an interview in Atlantic magazine, Hillary is trying hard to put some daylight between her and Obama's foreign policy calamities. She talked about his failure to war sufficiently in Syria, questioned the administration's disposition toward Iran, called it out on its position about Israel, and took a strident posture on Russia in contrast to a suggested presidential dithering. She even belittled the administration's foreign policy watchword, which is, "Don't do stupid stuff." Actually, "don't do stupid stuff" wouldn't be such a bad policy if the White House would stick with it. Altogether, the interview, in which Hillary talked about the importance of our power, was something one of the Wall Street Journal's most hawkish voices said sounded like it could have come out of their editorial page. I gave a radio interview a couple of weeks ago in which I was asked if I had to guess then who the Republicans would nominate in 2016. "Mitt Romney," I said. Well, the host was more than a little bit surprised, but I do think I was able to convince him it was a strong possibility. The Republicans have a long-standing habit of nominating the person whose turn it is. Maybe it's a conservative instinct, but they do look for those who have been waiting, who's next in line, whose turn it is. And that explains giving the nomination, for example, to Bob Dole. It was his turn. And it explains John McCain in 2008. It was his turn, too. Romney ran a close second to McCain in 2008, so it was his turn in 2012. One could argue now that Romney's had his turn. But since I suggested a couple of weeks ago that he would likely be the nominee, a lot of people have started saying that he deserves another turn. Romney's glib 2012 call for a new American century of global military dominance had the anachronistic ring of someone who missed all of the unintended consequences of our having propped up sheikhs and shahs and dictators around the world. And there's no reason since then to think that Romney has drawn a lesson from our arming jihadists and al-Qaeda affiliates hither and yon as well. Romney spent the 2012 campaign bouncing around the map, identifying threats everywhere. He pushed for more assertive steps in Syria, while he proposed to increase military training and assistance with Central Asian states. At the same time, President Romney would station multiple carriers and warships at Iran's door. Clearly, he was doing his best to fill John McCain's hawkish shoes, because it was his turn. It looks today like Mitt Romney could get the Republican nod, while Hillary Clinton appears likely to be the choice of Democrats. Now, look where that leaves us. A Republican international interventionist doing his best John McCain, George Bush foreign policy imitation, and a Democrat that has the Wall Street Journal wondering if, in their words, she's a closet neoconservative. And that is why people like me say the two parties are more alike than different. At least they are on the fundamental issues that determine our freedom and prosperity. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.